This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Hello and good morning, listeners. It's the 17th of August and you are listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host, Ashwin. How's it going, people? How's Thursday morning treating you all? It's almost the end of the week, right? The long weekend kind of made this week short. There's lots happening. Let's dive right into it. China is saying that its troops are committed to maintain peace along the border. Yes, the India-China conflict is still on. There's a lot of ambiguity about who's stepping off, who's going to back off before they call it peace. Vodafone is saying that Jio phones will erode revenues of existing telcos. Everybody's scared of Jio right now. They're writing to try, they're writing to governing bodies and saying, hey, Reliance is taking a lot of unfair advantage. Japan talks North Korean DC. Apple is earmarking $1 billion for show business. That's right, Apple is trying to become the new Netflix. And billionaire Warren Buffett dumps his entire stake in GE and invests in another firm. First piece on the news is China saying that its troops are committed to maintain peace along the border. We always patrol along the Chinese side of line of control, Chinese officials said. This comes after reports that Indian border guards foiled an attempt by Chinese soldiers to enter the Indian territory in Ladakh on Tuesday. So yes, there was some news of Chinese military people trying to enter the Indian border while the Indian military kind of defended that really well. But China is saying, hey, we didn't even try to step into your border. What are you talking about? Next piece on the news is Jio phone will erode revenues of existing telcos, says Vodafone. Telecom operator Vodafone, in a letter to Department of Telecommunications, has said Reliance Jio's effective zero-price feature phone will further erode the revenues of existing operators. That's right, I think Reliance is coming out with a zero-cash phone that is pay 1,500 rupees now. Use the phone and then for 2 years and then give it back and get 1,500 rupees back. So essentially you're paying nothing. Vodafone also requested a reduction in interest rate for deferred spectrum payments to reduce burden on operators. Notably, booking for the Jio's low-cost phone or almost zero-cost phone will start on August 24th, which is a week from now. Japan talks North Korea and DC. Japan's newly appointed defense and foreign ministers will meet their US counterparts Rex Tillerson and James Mattis in Washington today. Dealing with Pyongyang will be the top agenda as Japan seeks to reaffirm US commitments to its security. Apple earmarked $1 billion for show business. The tech company announced plans to produce and distribute at least 10 original TV series over iTunes or a new video-focused service. So they might be coming up with a new service in itself. And this will catch up to streaming competitors like Netflix, which shelled out $6 billion on original content this year. So yes, Apple is not playing it slow. They're like, hey, we're coming with $1 billion. Last piece on the news is billionaire Warren Buffett's firm dumps entire stake in GE. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has dumped its entire stake in General Electric, according to regulatory filings. The firm has had about 10.6 million shares remaining in the company. So he sold all of them. And in addition, Buffett's firm also said that it held 17.5 million shares in Synchrony Financial, a private label credit card issuer that split off from GE in 2014. In fact, the shares of Synchrony Financial went way up after Buffet, I think almost by 3-4% after Buffet made the investment. This man is really controlling the stock market. With that piece of news, I'm leaving you with Summer Love by Damon in the background. I've played this song way too many times on my podcast, but I really like it. If you have any feedback about how I can make this daily morning news better for you, please feel free to drop a comment in the comment section of SoundCloud or iTunes or whichever platform you're listening to. Or you can also drop me a note at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com, which is ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. You guys have a great day. I will see you tomorrow, same time.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.